Hello, this is Pride Painting.
Hey, Danny. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing, Gail?
I'm doing good. I got your message.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on.
I don't know what to do.
Why is that?
With this advertising thing, I don't know. I'm just thinking doing the same thing over and over. It seems like I'm just wasting my money.
Are you on Angie's now or still or?
No. I broke ties with them because they ain't doing nothing. Just taking my money.
They're good at that. Unfortunately, they took mine too once upon a.
Yeah, trying to say I owe them a third of the contract or whatever. I don't think so. You guys were, they totally lied to me. Said they were going to give me so many leads. It was supposed to have been 3 to 5 leads a week, and then nine a month. No.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what you said we agreed on. Should null and void the contract.
Oh, my gosh.
How these companies are. They automatically throw, they throw it on your credit,
There's some stinkers out there.
But, anywho, I'm just trying to figure out what
to do.
Yeah, I don't understand why my phone doesn't ring.
I
still have a presence on Google.
Right.
I don't have a website anymore, but I do have, my listing, my information, and a 5-star average on reviews with like 12 reviews on there. All that stuff is still on there.
Yeah, and really what it is, Danny, we just need to give you that boost again. I can see, when I look by company name, there's quite a bit out there. Like you said, I see your Facebook, I see your Google Business Profile. It does look like your website is down, but we can rebuild your website for you, so don't worry about that. And it looks really just like it needs upkeep again, kind of like a house would need a paint job. You need a lift in your online presence just a little bit. So one of the things that we'll do is we'll make sure that everything that is out on there online about you, and I see a Yelp, I see Facebook, I see an old Angie's, Better Business Bureau. I see quite a few that are for Pride Painting. And we'll go through all of those and make sure they're accurate. If we are one thing and I had to choose it, it's accuracy. That might be pulling, people away from calling you just because there may be links out there that don't lead back to you, and they should. So we'll fix all of those. We'll also get your Google Business Profile programmed so that it'll be back on that first page and up in the map. Yeah, we'll get y'all straightened up and everything.
And I'm thinking that Facebook presence, how you guys do that and stay on like people that search for painters, and how you put a reminder in your browser or whatever.
Right, exactly. So your ads will be retargeted too, and that's what you're talking about with Facebook.
Yeah.
And certainly I've got your Facebook page up for the business, so you're good to go there. Now, are you spending any other advertising or marketing dollars anywhere right now, Danny?
Not right now. I'm not because, like I said, I stopped paying Angie's because they reneged on the deal. Of course, I'm hashing it out with them. They think I owe them money, because I broke the contract. But they're the ones that broke the contract.
They tell everybody. They tell everybody that they owe money when they leave. I've never. It's like the Hotel California. You can.
Yeah, right.
It's.
But the thing is, how can they, you know, get away with putting it on, you know, somebody's credit?
You know, they're not supposed to be able to get away with what they get away with. And truly, I don't remember if I told you, Danny, the United States Federal Trade Commission is actually charging Angie's and Home Advisor for exactly what you're describing. It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
You made a good call. You made a good call. You got out of there, you know, probably less scathed than some. And, you know, with what's going on so far, we'll get you on that first page. We'll get your phone ringing. We'll get you leads coming through Facebook too. And, you know, let me just check, Danny. I always like to double check to make sure your rates are still good, that they didn't do something wacky.
Yeah. No.
Typically.
Okay. I was wondering the time frame on, like, how long before I could potential customers calling me.
Excellent question.
Like,
I
understand, you know, it takes a minute to get the web page put together, a new page put together, and get that hosted up a little bit on Google. I understand that takes a little bit, like maybe with the Facebook option, is that maybe something that can get moving quicker than a couple months or however long, you know?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. So we'll call today day one, the day we get all of your information in the system, get billing set up and all of that. Between today and day seven, we'll do your onboarding call. That's a call with me and with your technician. And they're going to do another run through quality control, make sure I got all of your information right. And then as soon as that call is done, well, they'll go over to what you want on your website and how to get photos to us, things like that, how to get into your account. And then we start programming as soon as that call is done. And then we get that tool out that does all the cleanup and alerts us to any broken links. That's all done in the first 7 days. Also, within the first 14 days, we'll get you listed out to all of the major local search directories. So you're on Yelp and MapQuest already. We list you up to about 60. So we'll fill in any blanks and correct any errors on the ones that are there. And then also before day 14, your website will be done and live. We'll have your Facebook ads running by that point. So you should start seeing some activity right around that 2 week mark. And then we're still at that point working on programming and sending everything to Google, waiting for them to do their job. So that time for the map section when you'll start showing up will be about 30 to 45 days from today.
Okay.
That makes sense how that all kind of makes sense how it rolls out.
Yeah. Yep.
And your price is still good for now. They haven't raised it at all, and it's still allowing me the credits that I had on there for you. So all of that is the $349 a month, and then there's the one-time $99 setup. And then you'll never see the setup fee again. That $99 goes away. And then it's just the flat $349. We take care of all the Facebook ads. And in that $349, we allocate right out of there $100 of it every month goes straight to your Facebook. So that's going to give you some good coverage on Facebook too. And you've got such a great Facebook page.
Yeah, you think this?
I do. You know, it is. It's what people want to see. I mean, you can see that you do beautiful work, number one, and they can see that you're real humans behind the sprayers and the rollers, and that's what people want to see these days. So you did great. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, are we going to finally get this done today and put it to bed for you so you don't have to worry so much anymore?
Yeah, I gotta do something.
Okay, yeah, I think so too. I wish we could have sooner, but I know you've had a tough winter.
God, I ain't working so long, and I'm telling you, my phone just stopped ringing, and I don't understand it because I'm still on Google, you know? I mean, I still have that presence. I know the...
You know what happens if it's not continually programmed though, as the algorithms change, you will lose page position. So that's probably what happened. And that's what I'm saying is we'll be able to get you back up there, but then we'll be able to keep you there so that business is steady, hopefully all year.
Yeah.
So, Danny, I assume Danny is short for Daniel.
Yes.
Okay, and is that how it shows on your credit card today?
Yeah, let me check this one here. Okay, it's just my name, Daniel Collins. Yep.
And is it 2LCOLLINS?
It is.
Perfect. And is there an email address that you...
It does have the company on there, too, but...
Oh, okay.
That makes a difference. But it is my name and the company name on there.
And the company is Pride Painting. Is there Inker LLC that you want included, Danny?
No, just the Pride Painting.
You got it. And is there an email address that you would have access to?
It's Pride Painting. TN, as in Tennessee.
Okay. Perfect. And then I've got your number as 931-206-5932. Is that also cell phone?
Yep.
Okay. And is that also your business number?
It is, yes.
And I just want to double check to make sure I've got our time zones right here. You're in Central Time Zone, right, Danny?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay, thank you. I would like to double check. So part of my job, Danny, is as the lead on your account, is to make sure that all of your information is accurate going in. So if you'll bear with me, I'm also doing some checking and cross-checking on my end, too, just to make sure everything looks right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So many things we have to literally match in 3 or 4 different places. Which is, make some good double checks, kind of like going back over it with the roller one more time. Doesn't hurt too bad. It's better than a sectional wall showing, I suppose. I'm honestly, I don't make a good painter. I envy those of you who can though. I just don't have the patience. I want it done right now, and I don't take enough time to be, and I don't do it enough either.
That's the thing, you know, you gotta get, it's all repetition, you know, once you get the hang of it, you know.
Right.
Well, I'd like and to you say, guys, you know, but some people still want to paint for a long time, and still, painting.
Wow. Let's see. So I'm listing out your services so we can use them as keywords. So far, Danny, I've got painter, painting, interior painting, exterior painting, whole house painting. Can you think of any other ways that we could list your services?
You got house painting and commercial painting.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
And I also, I don't know how many searches we get there, how many words, but I also, like, include the power washing, because I always clean my surface before the paint on the exterior.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to add that in, because that is a highly searched For sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And we also do like popcorn removal and
Removal. Yuck to both of those. We just Oh, there we go. Now, would you do like a whole room full of drywall? Can we say like drywall hanger?
Yeah, I do, you know, as long as you're not too brutal, because I don't like it enough to get involved.
Right. Kind of like popcorn, that is just not a lot of fun.
No, it ain't, but I got it down pretty good now to where I can make it look pretty easy, and you do make good money doing it, so.
Really? Well, you know, I can imagine. Yeah. We just did our kitchen. We took the popcorn down, and it took four of us all weekend, and that was not including getting it painted. It's still not painted.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
You know,
well,
that's DIY.
When you're scraping it, you know, it's not to do damage, so you have to do a bunch of mud work. You know,
yes.
Rock mud.
I wish we lived closer to Tennessee. I really, truly do, Danny. I would be calling
and
you.
The trick is, you wet it. A lot of people don't realize that. You get one of them garden sprayers. Get a garden sprayer and spray that ceiling, wet it, and take some 6-inch sheetrocking knives, they call them, and boy, it comes off like butter.
Wow, be darned. We did ours dry, and everything in the house was covered in an inch thick drywall dust. Yeah, it was horrible. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the water is a trick.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, if we end up doing any of the other rooms, then I'm going to remember that one for sure.
Yeah. It'll save you a lot.
No.
But like I said, you got to be careful, though, when you're scraping, too. The trick is, too, just to go in, like, one long scraping motion instead of, like, small scrape, like, 1 foot, you know, like, jabs.
Oh.
You just go in one long, like, 4 or 5 foot scrape.
I'll be darned.
You know, you'll end up doing a lot of damage if you go in short scraping motions, and then you have to do a lot of mud work. So, just a little.
That is interesting. Well, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And then, let's see, Danny. So, got that all updated. Company name. Are you still at 970 Lincoln Street in Clarksville?
Yes.
37070.
Now, what I am, but that's like my house address. So as far as if there's going to be an address online, I usually put just Clarksville, Tennessee.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make that note. It already leaves your street address off on your Google business profile, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So I made a note for Google and for our technician too, to not add that address in. So we got that covered. And then Danny, I'm going to send you a couple of emails. Actually, it'll be three to be exact. The first two, are just informational. The first one that's going to come to you, let's get it in there. There we go. This one is going to be for your information. It's about our dashboard. So I don't know if you remember, you'll be able to log into our system anytime and see how many clicks and calls you're getting.
Okay.
And that's more information about how that works. And then the next one is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing. And then let me know if those made it to you. We'll just kind of keep an eye on those.
Come on, an update. Michael Street. No, that ain't it. jump. Let's see. Come on, update. No, maybe it just needs a minute. Let me get back and look under all boxes here.
Yeah, it could have gone into your junk, too. That's entirely possible.
Yeah, I just checked my junk. No, I'm going under all boxes.
And I'll make sure it didn't spring back at me. So far, so good. Awesome. Okay. So then the next thing we need to do, you don't need to do anything with those emails just now. Just wanted to make sure they got to you. So we need to set up your onboarding call. I like to do this at your earliest convenience because we really like to dig in and start. So we've got, let's see. Well, every hour on the hour tomorrow is open from 9 a.m. your time through, let's see, 5 o'clock. You can have pretty much any hour you would like. Which one should we reserve for Danny?
I know I've got an estimate at 9 and another one, but that one's an exterior. I'm not meeting the first. Probably, I'm going to say from 11 on.
Okay. You think 11 would be safe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab that one. 11. Okay. So it'll take me just a minute to get this calendar appointment built, and then I'll have that other email on the way to you. Okay. And then we won't have any emails for a little bit anyway.
All right.
There you go. It takes just a minute for everything to populate where it goes. And then I'm almost positive you have my contact information in your phone, but I did just text that to you just as a to make sure that I'm there. I'm okay. The lead on your account. And then I'm going to send you another one here in just a second, too. But there's that email on its way. And that one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE.
Let's see.
And that one will be a calendar appointment.
Invitation, Local Splash, yep, yep.
Perfect. If you'd open that one up, please, Danny, and then hit
yep.
the yes button. Oh my goodness, I actually just wrote 2022. Let's, guess I better fix that.
All right. Hitting, yes, you said? Hit the yeah, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see if it'll update over here.
All right. Why does it want me to sign into Google? What's going on here?
Don't you hate it when it asks? Don't you hate it when you're trying to do something and then I never remember my passwords.
Why is this doing this right now? Get out of here. Oh, there's no back arrow. What are you doing? Oh, wait, come here. Why are you doing this
Uh-oh.
To me, Google?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't want to do this, but maybe I can find a quick out here. That's okay. No. Come on. Jeez, I don't want to press the... No. I don't want to try to close it out because I know it's going to hang up the phone, but I don't know. Do I have to do anything else right now as far as
No, not at all. And you know what? Let me do this too, Danny. I'm going to put a note in here. Client is confirmed verbally. invite didn't work correctly. Ah, there you go. I got you off the hook.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're actually going to get another copy of that very same one. You can either or. You don't have to click it, but if you want to, you can. Let's see. And then I'm going to send you customer service by text so you can put their info in your phone too. And that's where you'll reach your technician. And then I'm going to send you one more text message. This one is if you'd like to read more about how the call tracking works, how we track your clicks and calls.
Yeah.
And then, Danny, on your website, we can add a payment integration. So, like, if you use PayPal or Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, any of those, we can add an option on your web. You use those?
I do. I try not to because I track everything so much now.
And it's nice to not have to pay those fees.
Limit crap, but I know, and all, not to mention all the fees. I don't know if I have to, but, you know, I try not to. So, but yeah, that's fine to put them on there.
Well, actually, Danny, if you prefer not to take, those methods, then we'll leave it off. It's definitely not a deal breaker for most people. Most people, when they're dealing with home services like painting, they expect to have to pay cash because the bill is usually bigger. It's not unusual at all. I mean, we don't have to advertise it. If you want to reluctantly do it sometimes, then I wouldn't advertise it.
Yeah.
That's your call. Okay. Yeah, I'd leave it off. I think that'll work better for you. Okay. Now, did I just spell that wrong? Yep. I thought I had an E where it didn't belong, and it was in Clarksville.
Yep.
And, Danny, is it best for us to contact you by phone and text?
Probably text.
Or do you...
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. And then your Google business profile.
Do you mean any time yet? I'm sorry. Do you mean just like if you have to talk to me at some point in time?
Sure.
Not for that appointment tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah, if we reach out to you, do you prefer we do it by phone or text?
Yeah, text would be best, I guess, then I know who I'm dealing with, because sometimes I get so many spam calls.
You bet.
Stop answering.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah,
now you're...
I'm sorry, okay. Go ahead.
Your Google... Your Google business profile shows you have open 24/7. Did you want to leave it that way, or did you want to set some...
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it should be set. I don't know, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., I guess. 8 to 7.
Okay. And then do you want to say Monday through Friday?
Saturday. Well,
Saturday.
What, 7 days a week, I guess. That'd be best, because sometimes you have some weekend.
You mean like the ones that ran to Home Depot and got home with all their stuff and they don't know what to do with it all? Those kinds.
Yeah.
I can imagine you get some of those. Oh, my goodness. That's just too funny. and I laugh too because I have been one of those homeowners at times.
Get started and then, second thought, maybe this ain't such a good idea.
Yeah, you realize what you got into was not where you belong.
Yeah.
Everything is looking good over here, Danny. Just got a few more things. I'm setting up your subscription now and getting all those credits in there for you. Making sure that looks all right, too. Perfect. And then you said the company name is on that credit card. Let me put that on there. And then I would assume the billing goes to the 970 Lincoln Street address as well.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
And I'm ready for those digits when you are, Danny. And just for security reasons, I won't read them back. But if you just go in four-digit blocks, I'll keep up with you just fine.
Yep.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. 4355-3607-0140.
Okay.
2886. Expiration date is... Oh, hold on. Let me get my facts. Yeah, it was 06/26.
Okay, and then that three-digit code that I think they moved. Maybe they didn't. It'll say CBD right next to it.
I'm trying to make it out. They didn't do a good job of printing it. I think it's 180.
We shall find out.
Yep.
I know it's weird how they moved everything around, and I've heard other people's cards too. The printing just isn't really very good. They should have done something differently.
Yeah.
And then Danny, we'll need to set up your security question and answer. So it's another layer of protection for you. So when you're calling in to access your account, so we can choose between mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's see. I guess we'll go with the pet's name. That's pretty. Can't find that online.
All right. And what is that pet's name?
Duke.
D-U-K. Sounds like a dog.
He is.
Good old Duke.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's not the perfect,
I like
but,
that. Yeah. How old is he?
Let me think about that. He's about 7, 6, I guess he is now.
Oh, that's a good age. That's a good age.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny, that went through. I've got 2 more emails on the way to you. Whoops, something didn't work right. What did it just do to me? It didn't put... Oh, I see what it was. Okay. All right. It goofed and it didn't run the setup key. I will have... I'll have my supervisor adjust that. That'll be okay. You'll have 2 emails in your inbox. The one that we need to handle is Local Splash initial invoice.
All right. I've still got this issue going on with my phone. I don't dare to try to get out of it because I think it's going to disconnect us. Is that something I can do as soon as we hang up, or do I try it? And if we disconnect, you can call me back.
Try it, see what happens. If we disconnect, Danny, I'll call you back. And so if we do disconnect, just close everything on your phone and we'll start over, okay?
Yeah.
It won't take us long.
Let's see. I don't know why it was trying to get me to sign into Google. If I keep, there we go. Okay. You're still there, right?
I'm still here.
Okay. Oh, get out of there. Okay. All right. Now, let it update. It was the last one you said, the Local Splash?
Initial invoice, yeah.
Patient. Initial invoice, all right. All right. quick here, I guess, I'm supposed to do.
Yes, sir, and I'll walk you through all of that. So
okay.
You're going to get to another screen. I'm going to have you scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a checkbox that asks if you're the authorized cardholder.
I certified that, okay.
And then it'll want you to type your name, and it is case sensitive.
And it was what sensitive?
Case sensitive. It'll want uppers and lowers just like it's typed there.
Welcome. If you have any questions, All right, username, password. I guess it wants me to sign the account.
Perfect. That's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and you got to exactly the right spot. So we'll get you those login credentials tomorrow on your onboarding call. So you're sent there. The last little bit we've got to do is I have to read to you real quick. Our voice verification. So this is required of us as Google Channel partners because we're locking you in at a reduced rate. Danny, my apologies for my barky dog.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand.
and my husband, they both just came in the room and the dog was talking. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or just want clarification on, just let me know. And there are a couple of places where I'll prompt you to answer questions. So if you're ready, I'll get going.
Yep.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance as it outlines the service description with Local Splash. It is also added to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Pride Painting.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Collins, the owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, March 8, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning April 8, 2023, your recurring monthly rate will be a flat $349, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges added of any kind. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time for any reason by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Danny. You are all set. Congratulations. I am so glad we could finally put everything together for you.
Me too. I wish I could have done it sooner, and hopefully this is the trick that's going to get
it
rolling again.
It's going to do it. It's going to do it. It's the boost you needed, that's for sure. Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you. You're welcome. Thank you, Danny. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.